Before Herophilus, the belief was, and it's an Egyptian belief, that you thought with your heart. Now, that's not crazy, because if you think about it, when you get excited, it's your heart that starts beating quickly, not your brain. This is why on Valentine's Day, we send little chocolate hearts, not little chocolate brains, right? It's a deep-seated belief that it's your heart that does it. But Herophilus says, no, it's the brain. Another one who was at the library, Hero of Alexandria, an engineer. Hero invents the steam engine. He boils water and has the steam move mechanical objects. So, for example, there were fabulous things. If you gave an offering at a temple, if Hero had designed some of the things, the god could bow to you as you gave the offering. He could have doors opening up automatically, propelled by steam. So great things happen at the library, and it's all due to Ptolemy, a Greek idea. Ptolemy has another name, right? He has another name. I mean, you can't have 15 Ptolemies, everybody with the same name, you're in trouble. You say Ptolemy and everybody turns around. Ptolemy's other name is Soter, S-O-T-E-R. It means savior, savior. When the island of Rhodes was besieged by another of Alexander's generals, Ptolemy saved them, and they gave him the title Savior. So everything we know about Ptolemy here in the beginning is positive. He is a man who cares about good works, right? Cares about good works. He also keeps his allegiance to Alexander the Great and the memory of Alexander. When he is given Egypt to rule, he does not declare himself king or pharaoh. No. The reason is there are two other relations of Alexander who are alive. And Ptolemy feels Alexander was so great that these relations perhaps should be king of Egypt. One is a half-brother of Alexander, Philip III, who is retarded. He's retarded. But even though he's retarded, Ptolemy will not declare himself king, and Ptolemy even builds a monument for Philip Aridaeus III in Egypt, for this retarded boy, just because he's Alexander's half-brother. There is another possible ruler for Egypt. Alexander had married a Bactrian woman, Roxanne. And when Alexander died in Babylon, Roxanne was pregnant, and she gave birth to Alexander's posthumous son, Alexander IV. And the possibility is that this boy will grow up and be a great leader. So Ptolemy will not take the title of king. Now, what happens to these children? Alexander's mother, Olympia, has Philip III assassinated so that her grandson, Alexander IV, might rule Egypt. But the plan doesn't work. Roxanne and Alexander IV are both assassinated also. So we have the children who might take over, who are related to Alexander, being killed, and then and only then is Ptolemy willing to say, okay, I will become king. Now, very interesting way he becomes king. You remember the Egyptian tradition is that you become king by marrying the right woman. You marry the woman with the pure royal blood, and then you become king. Ptolemy I takes a wife. This woman is the daughter of Necdenabo II, who was the last native ruler of Egypt who had to flee. Supposedly, remember, he fled to the Macedonian court. But for sure, Ptolemy marries his daughter. And that's how he becomes king. It's a kind of legitimacy. The Greeks have this reverence for Egypt, and he is becoming king in a legitimate way.